Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring solo artists that had a number one song in conjunction with them also having a number one song as a member of a group. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, Smokey Robinson, The Commodores, Lionel Richie, The Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, The Supremes, and Diana Ross. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature number one songs by a solo artist and the artists when they were part of a group.
In a place like Motown, it's the USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play.
I would do anything. I wanna be free to know the things
A Motown memory from Lionel Richie that was Dancing on the Ceiling, and they reached number one on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1986. Before that, Lionel Richie, when he was part of the Commodores, had a number one hit in 1977, and that song was called Easy, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts that year. And before that, Smokey Robinson, a pretty song just to see her, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1987. And we started with Smokey Robinson, who was part of the Miracles, You Really Got a Hold on Me, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all number one songs on various musical charts. And the interesting part about this show, we'll feature a group that had the number one song, and then an artist that was part of the group having a number one on their own. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5. They were on a string of hits in 1970, and we'll feature the song I Want You Back. Well, I Want You Back was a 1969 song and the debut major label single for the Jackson 5, which became a number one hit for the band and the Motown record label in early 1970. Originally considered for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and later considered for Diana Ross, the single was a notable first in many respects. It was the first Jackson 5 single to be released on Motown. It was the first of four Jackson 5 number ones released in a row, the others being ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There. And it was the first song written and produced by an entity called The Corporation, which was a team comprising Motown chief Berry Gordy, Freddie Perren, Alfonso Mazzell, and Deke Richards. Well, although Gladys Knight had been the first to mention the Jacksons to Berry Gordy, and Bobby Taylor brought the Jackson brothers to Motown, Motown actually credited Diana Ross with discovering them. Well, here are the Jackson 5. I Want You Back right here on Motown.
Oh, baby, I was blind. great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Hey life, look at me, I can see the real
Last time I saw him,
Diana Ross with Last Time I Saw Him, and they reached number one in the adult contemporary charts from 1974. Before that, The Supremes, of course, featuring Diana Ross, The Happening, number one on the pop charts from 1967. Before that, Michael Jackson, a number one hit on the pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1972, when he was still concurrently part of the Jackson 5 on the Motown record label, and that was Got to Be There. And we started with the first number one from the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, number one on the pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1970. Blues Half Hour, we featured some great songs, all reaching number one, and featuring a solo artist who had a number one song while they were either part of a group or after they left the group, and that song was number one also. Coming up after the break, more number one songs from groups and solo artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.